I've got Andrew Wright from Yarra Rangers Kindergartens in the studio for his monthly show, starting back again for this year, and lots of things have happened over the break, and Andrew will be running us through some of the new things happening with the Yarra Rangers Kinders and what they've got coming up for this year. So welcome back, Andrew.
Hi, Greg. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Merry Christmas and all that sort of stuff.
All that stuff. It seems I can't believe it's February, actually. I looked at the diary this morning and it's the second Monday and here I am and I'm thinking, wow, the year's just flying. It's crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, but it's been...
Did you have any sort of break?
Oh, I went to Adelaide for 8 days, drove over there, car broke down on the way in the 45 degree heat, but we got there and got back, so that was all good.
Yeah.
It's great fun. How about yourself?
I did as little as possible.
That's the best
I read some books, watched some movies, put my feet up. Sounds I did good. A lot of photos
good
just
movie?
For myself.
Any good movies?
I've got this thing, because I'm a member of the local libraries out here, they got their own sort of Netflix thingy called Canopy. It's an app that you put on your iPad or whatever, and you type in your library card number, and you can watch all sorts of stuff
that's
for free.
Clever.
It's brilliant.
Oh, I must check that one out.
Canopy with a K. Yeah, it's great. So, yeah, lots of great stuff on there. But back to the working week, you're heading up Yarra Rangers Kindergartens.
Yep.
And that involves a huge amount of organisation because it's not just running one kinder, it's a whole group of kindergartens in this umbrella group.
Well, that's right. Yeah, when last time we were here we had 12, and now we've got 18. So things have changed a little bit. And I probably flagged with you before the end of last year that we were taking on six...
Yeah.
New kinders or additional kinders, not new ones. So our end of year and start of the year, the head office staff came back on the 7th of January. We were generous, we gave them an extra day off. So we came back on the Tuesday, and those weeks up until all of the existing and new staff started on the 28th of January.
Yeah.
We're, you know, crossing all the T's, dotting the I's, getting... You know, 23 new staff onto the payroll system to make sure everyone gets paid, getting cleaners, etc., etc. So, yeah, it's been really interesting, and our team's done a fantastic job to pull that all off. Back in the office, if anyone's listening there back in Moorabool, it's been a really challenging time, but I was just really proud of the way everybody, you know, worked their way through methodically and dealt with the bumps and... trips and all of those things as they come along, and you know, here we are, six new kinders.
Yeah, because that's a 50% increase in the group you have to manage.
Well, you're good at maths. Most people would say it's a 33% increase, but you're right, it's a 50% increase. So yeah, and you know, the challenge for all of us in that is that, you know, the teachers finished with their last provider, whatever it was, I think the 20th of December last year, and started with us on day one on the 28th.
Yeah,
and we'd all met, but we haven't, you know, we're not sort of familiar with systems and inductions and all those sorts of things. So, you know, the fact that it's really business as usual in all of the 18 kinders, I've got to include the 12 existing ones, is a testament to all of them and how professional they are at just getting on with the job and dealing with the families and the children and the tears and the smiles and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, because as a teacher, even at kindergarten level, you don't want to be involved in all the office stuff and the system that runs it. You want to deal with the kids. So the more you're allowed to do that without that sort of interference and or hassles or questions and all that sort of thing, the better the job is and the more they can put into the job.
Yeah, and that's really the overall aim, I guess, is to get, and I suppose it's the same in any workplace, is to get people doing the job that they're trained to do and love doing, more so than having to get into stuff that they're not so keen on doing and not so good at doing, I guess, if you want to be quite blunt. So that's why we're all working together to try and, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the children, you know, learning, growing, having happy lives, experiencing things, going home with a smile on their face, and families seeing that all happening and, you know, enjoying the process of their children growing up.
So the six new kinders, are they up this end of the Yarra Valley or on the outskirts?
No, they're not. And it's really interesting what's happened is that the biggest provider, Best Chance, was the former manager of those six kinders. They're down in, let me just check my notes here, Colchester Park, which is in Knox Council. That's the only one outside of Yarra Ranges that we've got. That's down in Boronia. Hanson Park down in Kilsyth. Sarah Court, which is, this is really testing me out, isn't it? Mount Evelyn.
Yep.
Sassafras, there we go. I can spell it, I can't say it.
A great place up in there in the hills.
Yeah, most people can't spell Sassafras, I can't say it. And up high south. So all down, what is it, down the line, isn't it? Yeah, that's
Burwood
right.
Highway.
Down the highway. There are a couple of existing ones up here down in Emerald, and I think it's Avonsley, two that are with best chance. So we're just sort of seeing what happens with those. But the other, so I was going to say, the other interesting thing is that there are a number of other kindergartens that have been given notice that they won't be with that former provider either. So it's an interesting time in the space, and you know, we just want to, and it sounds a bit like a homily or a platitude or whatever, we just want to provide really good kindergarten services, you know, amidst a fairly challenging time in the sector, I think.
And, big congratulations to your expansion. Six new kindergartens under your group.
Thanks.
But with those kindergartens come lots of kids, and enrolment's happening every year, and it's already February, so what happens there? Most of that's already happened, hasn't
it? Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, we, you know, we're always taking enrolments where we've got spaces, and we're always taking inquiries. We had a few this morning ringing up, and you know, we're trying to shuffle people around where there are vacancies, and there are a few, to be fair. But it's interesting. I've just got the numbers in front of me here. This time last year, we had approximately 500. 530, I think it was, enrolments this time last year, and we've got 827 total now, which is, as you said, pretty much a 50% increase. But look, it's a really busy time, and for people, families and children settling in, and teachers and educators and assistants and volunteers, you know, inducting, I suppose, it's not a good word, is it? You know, helping to transition into kinder and out of kinder for the kids who've left. It is a busy time. But it's one of the real surprises, I guess, this year is Warburton, where our numbers so far are down on last year, it has been a little bit of a surprise. So I'm just wondering if anyone's out there who was thinking of enrolling who hasn't enrolled. We do have vacancies there. Laura does a great job there as the kinder teacher, and she'll welcome with open arms any inquiries or, in fact, enrolments for 3 or 4 year old kinder. Which is 3 days a week up there, or down there, round there, down the road, isn't it? Down at Warburton. Yes, I'm just getting my bearings here.
The end of the Warby Highway.
That's the one. Yeah, isn't
it? Great place.
Oh, it's a gorgeous place, isn't it? We've got, just having a quick look, we've got some vacancies at, where have we got? Millgrove's full, which is fantastic.
Well, it's quite a growth area. It's been great for a number of years.
That's fantastic. Where have we got? Wirrealik is full, just over the road, which is great. We're not running a three-year-old program down there. Launching Place down the road a little bit's got some vacancies in four-year-old kinder. And that's it for up here, isn't it? But if there's any inquiries for any of our other kinders in Yarra Ranges, give us a call at the office on 9726 0439 is the number down there. And I've got to say, if you do ring up, we're getting our phone cables changed over because there's a crackle in the line. So please bear with us if you do ring up. If you do ring up and you get a rotten line, we'll ring you back on mobile.
Excellent stuff. So enrolments are hot, but there is still some placements around in different spots in the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
This is the Community Connections Show with Greg Carrick in the studio, Andrew Wright from Yarra Ranges Kindergartens, and they're going from strength to strength, more kindergartens joining them, but also that means more work and administration, but more kids getting enrolled. Just talked about enrolments. There's still some around the place, especially in Warby, So if you've just moved up here, then check out the local kindergartens. Still might get a chance to get in. But back to all the behind-the-scenes work. You've got some new staff happening as well, is that right?
Yeah, we do. We've got an early years operations manager who is, I suppose, the third part of the executive management team of the Yarra Rangers Kinders, which is fantastic. Marta started her first day on the 7th of January, and the first job she had was to sit down and go through a whole lot of policies and compliance issues, because obviously being kindergartens with children and child protection and child safety and all those sorts of things are really important. But as recipients of government funding, we also have to make sure that we tick all the boxes, and rightly so. So sitting down and going through and making sure that all of our policies that are there, are current and up to date and readable and relevant.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important. Much and all, as not many of us like doing that sort of stuff. When you pick up a policy to try and find out what's needed, and it's 16 pages long, and you've got to flip through to find things, that's not necessarily particularly helpful. Yep. So part of that process, but. And she's done a great job at that, getting around, talking to people, meeting with council, various providers around the place. But her main focus, the reason we've got her on, is that she will be the conduit really between, I suppose, head office and all of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
And the kindergarten staff and communities on the front line. So it's really important. And her main focus will be on two things. One is to make sure that the services, the teaching, the learning environments, all those sorts of things are the best they can be for the children, and doing that by, providing some guidance and direction, but also seeking feedback and seeking input and seeking ideas and looking at the best ways that we can do things. So, and we talked last week about, for example, if we've got 70 staff and each one of those staff improve one little thing a week, that could be anything. That's over the space of a year, that's 3,500 improvements. And that people think of change and improving things as having to be significant and earth-shattering. They don't. Mm. You can imagine 3,500 little improvements can collectively make a huge difference. So that's the first side of Marta's role. The second is the compliance side, and making sure that there's two sides to that, I guess. Making sure that we comply with all of the regulations and rules and policies and all those sorts of things. But the other part of that, importantly, is that the compliance doesn't get in the way of us actually providing a great learning environment.
Mm.
So, and that's anyone who's been in, not-for-profits and organisations or businesses with high compliance, is it can almost stop the business, because you can't move in any direction without ticking a box or things like that. So she's going to make a great difference. She's already connected with most of the staff, which is fantastic. And she and I will start the grand tour later in the week of all the 18 kindergartens, getting to set foot in the place, see what's happening, see what needs to be done, and start to really engage with the local communities, which will be fantastic.
Yeah, and those roles are so important, because you've got, as you say, with government funding and that sort of thing, you've got the government looking over your shoulder periodically.
Yes.
And any complaints that happen, and they can just come out of the blue from any angle, you've got to cover yourself for that sort of thing, have all the right procedures in place for handling them. But yeah, if you're not up to date with that, if you haven't got a person on your having that role that's really good at it, all of a sudden your whole thing can be chopped off at the knees.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's exactly right, yeah. One of the things that's pertinent is, obviously, we've all got to have working with children checks.
Yeah.
And my card fell out of my wallet on the weekend. It's due next month, so I thought, okay, I better update mine. And we were going through reviewing all of those things. And they're the sorts of things, if, you know, if we do get a spot check from the government, which we do from time to time, and that's a good thing. It's about, you know, keeping us honest, I suppose, and that's not the right term, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Making sure that we're doing things and helping to identify improvements. You know, they can come in and say, okay, show us you're working with children, check, and if it's out of date, then that's a big no-no, and understandably. So there's some of the things we've got to keep on top of. I've got to actually, before I forget, acknowledge in this transition of the six new kinders, and in fact on an ongoing basis, the support we've got from the Department of Education and Training to do that's been fantastic. The support from Yarra Ranges Council has been fantastic, and our new partner, Knox City Council, we haven't had a lot to do with them so far, but, you know, they've been really helpful in that transition too. So, you know, these sorts of things obviously are a combination of a whole lot of people working together, you know, with good faith and trying to make good things happen.
Mm. Actually, when you mentioned the council, I just recall that in front of a lot of kindergartens in the council now, they're doing roadworks, sealing dirt roads and that sort of thing.
Oh, Joy Avenue's one, that's right,
yes,
over in Mount Evelyn.
I drove past that the other day.
Yeah, well, the roadworks, don't get me started on them. Seems wherever you drive.
Right at the start of the season, yep.
Yeah, well, I drove from home. I live over near Box Hill, and I drove over from home, I think it was Friday morning, and right at school time, there's a couple of schools near where I live, you know, out come the roadworks and the tree lopping, and I just think, you know, wait for 9:30 or something until the traffic's gone.
But yeah, anyway. Go and have a coffee, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Local radio is real radio. Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Yeah, and that's where you're at, the Community Connections show, having a chat with Andrew Wright from Yarra Rangers Kinders, and all sorts of things happening. We've talked about the increase in the number of kinders as part of the group. We've talked about enrolments, new people starting, the importance of getting all that back-end work done with procedures and policies and that sort of stuff. And now, probably the most exciting topic we can think of, AGMs.
AGMs, aren't they fun? Just before I go on to our AGMs coming up, but just before I talk a bit more about AGMs in general, one thing I forgot to mention about Marta, our early years operations manager, she's Italian, born in Italy, has worked all around the world in places like Afghanistan and youth work and things like that. And I can't rattle off, you know, some of the other places, Pakistan and that sort of stuff. So I think what that brings us, after having gone through an extensive, you know, I suppose scoping out the role and then recruitment process last year, is we found someone who brings a really different set of experiences and lots of years also in early childhood, but different experiences from all around the world. And I think that's going to be fantastic for all of us working here and likely to see some really important impacts within our community, I think. So we're really excited by that, which will be fantastic. But AGMs. Now, here's an exciting topic, isn't it, Greg?
AGMs, yeah, that's traditionally the last sort of meeting you want to get involved in, but every group has them every year, and they cover so many things, and often there's big changes announced at AGMs, new directions, new people, all that sort of stuff. So you can really catch up with how your organisation's going, where it's heading for the next 12 months.
Yeah, most of us would look at AGMs from the outside and think they're pretty boring and procedural and all those sorts of things, and to be quite honest, a lot of the time they are. But they're also an important part of compliance for any business, any incorporated business, be they private or not-for-profit, to wrap up things, to report on the year, highlight any issues, good or bad, but also in our case as a not-for-profit, to re-elect or re-nominate, whichever the case may be, board members or committee members, whatever your structure might be, but also, you know, to engage a little bit more. For example, all of our board will be there, we'll have some invited guests, and we'll have some, you know, some of our members there. And it's an opportunity to engage and to talk and to ask and to, you know, to check in on how things are going.
Also, from the members' point of view, this is where the board or the management committee are answerable, and you get all the sort of information given to you from the last 12 months,
yep.
As well as a bit of a preview of the next 12 months, but also they're there for answering questions.
Yeah, that's right. And as I highlighted earlier, you know, it's an interesting time in our sector at the moment. There's a bit of consolidation going on. There's some discussions around funding and funding levels. There's a new award being negotiated, which encompasses all of our teaching and education staff, and that's imminent. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on, and as a member of the organisation or the association, and our members comprise the people or the parents, family members who are members of the parent advisory group,
yeah,
of each of the kindergartens. And one of the challenges and opportunities, I guess, but it is a challenge, is how we keep contact with all of them, or keep in contact with all of those people, engage with them, and make that membership meaningful for them and valuable for them. Because if you're a member of something, you want to, you know, you want to give and take a little bit. You want this. There's got to be some sort of relationship, I think. Otherwise, it is just ticking the boxes. So, at board level, we're working through, you know, how we better engage with members and our communities, and there'll be a couple of things announced at the AGM that I think will be really exciting to help us to do that. The other thing in AGMs, I think, that's pertinent here too, is five of our six incoming kindergartens are also incorporated in their own right.
Okay, yeah.
And that's sort of a hybrid that I mentioned earlier. Back in the old days, it was all standalone kindergartens, and there are some still remaining standalone kindergartens. So we've sort of got a hybrid here where we're taking incorporated associations into a partnership with us in one respect, even though we run all of their operations. So that's going to be interesting. And one of the things that I think is really important for all of us to get our heads around is to make sure that as incorporated associations, they're all comfortable with what they need to do in terms of risk management and ACNC, Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, Citizen Advice Bureau.
Community Advice.
Consumer Affairs Victoria. Sorry, okay. I got my acronyms mucked up. You know, all of those reports, financial audits and reports to members and all those sorts of things, that they're doing them as well, because if they're not doing them competently and confidently, then that, you know, that threatens their own existence. So we want to make sure that they're strong in how that they do that, and we'll help them to do that. So, yeah, so there's a bit on the horizon, not just our AGM, but a few AGMs coming up too for those incorporated kinders.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're a member, look out for any notices that come to get down to the AGM. And because you cover such a wide area, where are you going to hold it?
We've just booked Japara House down at Kilsyth on the 12th of March at 7:30 p.m. And that will go for probably no more than an hour, and then we'll have some nibbles and a cup of coffee afterwards. So there will be a notice coming out in the next few days to all members, and we hope that you know, we can get quite a few people there to celebrate what's been a pretty good year for us.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Andrew. It's been very informative, and even the dry sort of stuff that happens all behind the scenes is so important. And it's good to know it's in good hands. So, well done. All the best for the rest of this year, especially with all that the increase in the number, 50% increase in the number of kindergartens under your care. But you will be back in next month.
I will.
So we'll catch up with how things are going, and whether the AGM was a bloodbath or or a nice peaceful affair.
No. we've got really good people. Everybody says that, but we have. Look, I'll be able to report back on some of the changes that the board's looking to engage better with members and communities and those sorts of things. And You know, as always, I guess if anyone out there listening, you know, wants to contact us, please feel free to do so on 9726 0439 or at your local kinder. We're always up for ideas, suggestions, and if you want to get involved, there's lots of ways of getting involved there as well. Yeah. And we, you know, generally we'll have things that need to be done. And I'm happy to talk to people about that if that's what you want to do. So thanks, Greg.